When I was very small, probably 6 or 7, there was a rule at our house that I was never to touch the stove. My mom worried that I would burn myself, and so the rule was never touch the stove. I was too little then to understand that the stove sometimes might be on, sometimes might be off, that sometimes it was dangerous and sometimes it wasn't. So the rule was simple: don't touch the stove. Unfortunately, I seem to have carried that admonition for another 50 or 60 years, as I still try never to touch the stove at my house. A rigid rule like that is required when we do not have the understanding to discern. The rule about the stove was firm because I didn't have the ability or the experience to figure out when it was dangerous and when it was benign. That change from firm rule to discernment is described in today's reading from Galatians. Before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law. Why did we need the law? And what is the law as it is described here in Galatians? Modern Christians, I think of the law as mentioned in Scripture as the Ten Commandments. But to the Jews of Jesus' time, it was a detailed set of 613 specific rules about food, about worship, about all daily activities. It was complicated and intricate, and it was observed in order to honor God with our discipline. But in whatever form it takes, law limits options, not only to imprison us, but also to guard us. And it gives us, or it did give us, a convenient way of measuring our earthly lives with regard to our relationship with God. Sometimes the law is there to protect us from ourselves. But life got much more imprecise for God's people when we were urged to move beyond the law, when the only commandment was to love. It's really hard to tell when we're done doing that. We've gone from 613 pieces of law to 10 to 1. And life has become much less defined, but much deeper. As Galatians says, now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. Life is simple, but with less depth when we measure it by hard, fast, clear rules. Even the Ten Commandments require interpretation and discernment. We think of them as being the big rules that show us the way to be human and serve God, but we do not experience them as clear rules. For example, we think of the Ten Commandments as telling us not to lie, not to bear false witness, but is honesty always what God would want of us? I think about the family that housed Anne Frank's family in hiding. Would honesty be the best choice if the soldiers came in and said, "Is there anyone else here?" Would the truth, honesty, would that have been the godly and loving thing to do? The Ten Commandments tell us we are not to kill. But what about wars to defend peoples oppressed by other nations? We are to honor father and mother. But what if father and mother in some way work to turn us away from God? Scripture makes us very uncomfortable about this when in Matthew Jesus tells us, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So what seems like the hard and fast rule of honoring father and mother isn't always so clear. Modern life has taught us ways to convince ourselves that we're following the law, the commandments. I don't lie, but do I conveniently tell only the portions that add to the story I want told? Or do I lie by engaging in prejudice or labeling, putting another human being in a compartment that cannot tell the truth about that person? These things are not as clear as we would like them to be. But in Christianity, we are supposed to be all grown up now. We are supposed to be able to call on the Holy Spirit to guide our souls in knowing what God wants, beyond a rule, beyond the law. We don't apply the rigid rule of law anymore. We use our hearts and our souls to determine the loving course of action, even if that course goes against the rules. We are mature Christians, empowered by God to discern without the law. Otherwise, we trap ourselves in joyless compartments, separated from God and from God's people. Before faith came, Galatians says, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law. Now we are free of the prison and guarded by the Holy Spirit of God. Some of us, if we're honest, like the imprisonment better in some ways. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. Faith teaches us that love supersedes law, however it's defined. But the old days of firm rules were simpler. So I still live at least by that one firm rule I learned decades ago. It's what my mom told me. Don't touch the stove. Amen.